Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Usually in the Sunday night Talim, we read from the incidents of the pious predecessors that come in the chapter that comes at the end of Fazail al-Sadaqat. Alhamdulillah, last week we completed this chapter, this last chapter on the stories of the inspirational incidents from the lives of the pious predecessors. It has been the desire of our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, down barakatuhum, from a long time, that we also read stories from the lives of our Akabir, senior ulama, forerunners from the India, from the Indian Indo-Pak subcontinent, our ulama who form the chain of our asatiza going up, the inspirational incidents from their lives, their selfless sacrifices for deen, for upholding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, kitab has been prepared especially for this. So now on the Sunday night talim, inshallah, we'll be making talim from incidents from ulama, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimahullah. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimahullah was a great alim, a muhaddith, a faqih, and a saint of his era. He was a descendant of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu an, the sahabi in whose home Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stayed at the time when he made hijrah to Madina Munawwara. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi rahimahullah was blessed with many outstanding qualities, among which was his deep love and strong commitment to the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this we will find as a common feature in the lives of most of our Kabir ulama, or all of our Kabir ulama. Below are several incidents which reflect his deep concern and effort to uphold the sunnah in his life at all times. The incident pertaining to showing importance to the Takbir Ula in the year 1301 Hijri, Darul Ulum Deoband held its fourth graduation Jalsa. Mawlana Gangohi rahimahullah attended this jalsa and was also requested to tie the turbans on the heads of the graduating ulama. On this occasion, Mawlana Gangohi rahimahullah became slightly delayed in leaving for salah. Hence, when he arrived at the masjid, he found that though he had not missed the rakat, he had missed the takbir ula, the first takbir with the imam. After making salam and completing the salah, when the people looked at Mawlana Gangohi rahimahullah, they noticed that he was extremely grieved and sorrowful. Mawlana Gangohi rahimahullah lamented and said, "How sad, today after 20 years I have missed the Takbir Ula." From this incident we understand the great importance that Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi rahimahullah showed to performing salah in the masjid with jamaat, as well as performing the salah with the Takbir Ula. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.